Hey everybody, I'm Matt Hill. I'm in Tulsa, Oklahoma at the AAPG conference, and I'm here introducing people that I meet to you out there that are in oil and gas and running everything for us. Jenna Blair Lee, tell me all about Drill to Frack.
So Drill to Frack has been around since 2014. Basically what we do is what I like to say, we make magic with your drilling data. So we take your existing drilling data, we clean it up, we clean out all the drilling events and the variables, and what you're left with is a rock hardness profile that we like to call the new rock properties.
So you're going into people's data at their companies and basically scraping all the good data that they need.
Yes, so we get access to their EDR drilling data, and we're able to correct for more variables than most people are able to correct, and it gives you a really great profile of what your lateral looks like in terms of level of heterogeneity and your varying rock strengths.
The thing we all talk about in this industry is, you know, when we go downhole and we drill wells, you know, we're not really recovering, you know, all the resources that we hope to.
Sure.
I mean, you know, our drilling is, you know, some people say the numbers are maybe we're only getting 10% or less, out of those reservoirs. So your company, you know, what do you think it's going to improve?
So everything that we essentially aim to do is to make sure that you're being proactive. So our data is actionable and it allows you to take an educated guess on where you have existing localized depletion in your horizontal, and it gives you a really good idea of how to make the best out of your perforations.
Yeah, the perforations, I mean, nowadays there's technology to aim the perforations. You know, we have the chemicals to go down and get out the boogers, you know, all the things, right? So companies like yours are just going to really revolutionize, you know, our industry. Over and over again, we're seeing, you know, you guys get involved. How did you get involved in this?
So my background is actually nowhere close to oil and gas. I'm not a geologist or anything like that. I am a public relations major from Sam Houston. I really got into oil and gas right around Deepwater Horizon. My brother-in-law worked at Cameron at the time, and I learned so much about it, and I wanted to kind of be like him, and I'm like, I think I'm going to be in oil and gas, and it took me 7 years to get here, but I came to Drill to Frack by way of core and fluid analysis.
Nice. What is that cord fluid analysis?
So I used to work at Stratum Reservoir, formerly Weatherford Labs, and I absolutely fell in love with petroleum geology and reservoir engineering. I had the absolute blessing to work with some of the brightest minds in our industry, who were really great taking me under their wing and teaching me what's happening in the rock, what's happening, you know, 10,000 feet below our feet, why we need to understand the rock, why we need to understand the fluid behaviors to not only protect our environment, which I don't think a lot of people understand oil and gas wants to protect our environment.
We're the best at it.
We spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on science to do just that, to make sure that we're taking care of the rock, to make sure we're getting out of the rock what we need so that we can have facilities and schools and backpacks and booster seats for your child in their back seat. That is the reason why I fell in love with the oil and gas industry.
Me too. How do they get a hold of you and Drill to Frack?
So you can email me at Drill to Frack. It's Jenna with a G, Jenna.Lee@drilltofrack.com. Or you can go to our website or find us on LinkedIn.
There you have it. This is why I do this, meet people like this. Guys, hey, thank you so much for what you do.
Good
appreciate
to meet you
very much.
Thanks.
That's it. Take care. God bless everybody. Bye-bye.